Here is the English translation of the text you provided, which is already in English. EU to urge US to apply more of the July trade deal, including cutting steel tariffs. Gold prices dip as rising rate cut bets boost risk appetite. Oil falls as Ukraine peace talks edge toward a solution. Israel kills Hezbollah military leader in Beirut strike. G20 summit in South Africa adopts declaration despite US boycott. Opposition analysis: what the COP30 climate summit in the Amazon delivered for forests and indigenous people. Protesters in Serbia demand accountability for attacks on students. COP30 climate summit deadlocked as EU rejects draft deal. Oil prices settle down at lowest in a month as US seeks Russia-Ukraine peace deal. Alibaba shares jump as Quen AI app logs strong debut. Jefferies initiates coverage on Nemetschek with buy rating, citing construction. Australia's Macquarie bids $7.5 billion for logistics group Cube. Analysis: US companies hold the line at climate talks despite Trump. Analysis: Shein's first bricks and mortar shop highlights department store's existential pain. Taiwan stocks lower at close of trade. Taiwan weighted down 3.61%. Australia stocks higher at close of trade. S&P ASX 200 up 1.29%. Chinese airline stocks dip amid Japan route cancellations. Snap offers Australians bank-linked age-proof tool ahead of teen social media ban. Lenovo stockpiling PC memory amid AI supply squeeze. Bloomberg: Swiss regulator warns mortgage risks are rising as banks stretch lending rules. Moody's affirms Uthi rating ahead of budget. Trump tariff relief leaves 22% of Brazil's shipments still hit. U.S. wholesale inventories revised higher in August. Michigan consumer sentiment edges up, slightly surpasses forecasts. Services PMI beats estimates, indicating stronger U.S. economic activity. Manufacturing PMI dips slightly, remains in expansion territory. Canada September retail sales down 0.7%, seen unchanged in October. Fed's Jefferson AI-related stock gains unlikely to be dot-com boom replay. UK retail sales and consumer morale slide ahead of budget. From 2 weeks to 2 hours, how AI might reboot Britain's economy. South Africa's G20 debt focus to be tested as US takes the chair. Trump says trade tariff revenue to skyrocket as local inventory levels drop. Morning bid: holiday week could be prime time for yen intervention. Analysis: Norway's wealth tax trades millionaires for equality. Singapore core inflation at 1.2%, YoY in October. Higher than expected. World Bank lifts Kenya's growth forecast on construction sector optimism. Stocks rise as traders push up bets of December Fed cut. South Korea sees room for cooperation with Taiwan on U.S. chip tariffs, trade minister says. Bitcoin price today gains to $87 after steep weekly losses. ETF outflows drag EOS climb 17% in rally. Certora launches the first safe AI coding platform for smart contracts. Bybit advances regulatory dialogue at Argentina's Regulation Day. 2025, spotlighting crypto's role in financial inclusion. Bitcoin price today nosedives to $83 as mixed U.S. jobs data dents Fed cut hopes MF. International raises $500 million for digital asset treasury strategy. KuCoin spotlight on BitDealer, tokenizing gaming on Solana with discounts and guaranteed allocations. Bitcoin falls 10% en route. Prime XBT expands its crypto network with Solana integration. Nanox raises $15 million in registered direct offering. Kathy Wood's ARK sells GitLab stock, continues bullish buying spree. Southstar Battery Metals completes final tranche of private placement. BR Partners Q3 2025 slides. Revenue declines, offset by 13.9% dividend yield. Luxfolio announces private placement to raise up to $1 million. Lee Enterprises CFO to step down for pastoral role in early 2026. Neocorp adopts limited duration shareholder rights plan. Allied Gaming provides update on litigation against Knighted. Tomagold closes first tranche of private placement for $1.1 million.